Well, growing up, you know, you love the guitar, playing guitar. Do you have a guitarist or, you know, someone who you looked up to?
Guitarist?
Yeah. Like.
You know, when I first started, it was probably Kurt Cobain. You know, he's not generally considered like such a great guitarist, but for me, I never really associated with like the sort of shredder, you know, guitar god dudes like, you know, the Slash and Steve Vai and all that stuff. It just does nothing for me. I don't care. You know what I mean? But Kurt Cobain was able to kind of emote things through guitar that I had never heard before, really, you know. And when I was like 17, I started getting real into like blues music, like old Delta blues kind of stuff. And Sun House, I discovered, and he became one of my favorite guitarists. And now, you know, after that, that sort of led me like White Stripes. Jack White was one of my favorite guitarists, you know, for a while. And Tom Morello, Rage Against the Machine. I sort of like people who can do things sort of out of the ordinary, and still kind of get that emotion across through it, you know. Now, if I had to say one favorite of all time, it's probably Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead. He's another one, you know. It's just pure feel, you know what I mean? It's not necessarily like flashiness or look what I can do sort of thing. It's just kind of like, it's
every
innovation.
Tone,
yeah, exactly. Every tone, every sound, whatever he uses, you know, I'm not scared of like effects, pedals, stuff like that, you know what I mean? If you use them the right way, it's a whole nother instrument using effects like that, you know? And I'm also a big fan of his sort of composing work and string arrangements and stuff like that, and his film scoring, which is something I really, really want to get into, you know, as we progress a little more, you know. But the There Will Be Blood soundtrack and Norwegian Wood soundtrack and Body Song, that other thing. And I don't know, I'm a big, big Johnny Greenwood fan. I'm a huge Radiohead fan too, so I mean they're probably my favorite band of all time.
Nice.
There you go.
Every album was polished.
Yeah.
There's not even one flaw in any of their things.
Very incredible.
Let's see, if you met Johnny Groom right now, what would you say to him?
I don't know, man.
Like,
I guess I'd have to just tell him how much this, you know, his band has changed my life. Like, literally changed my life. I mean, well, you know, when I was young, like before I knew who they were, it was kind of like that whole, you know, I loved Nirvana, I loved grunge music, and I liked a lot of heavier music. I got I'm from New Jersey, I was playing in metal bands, I liked a lot of hardcore and stuff like that. But, the first like musical revelation for me was like Kid A, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just like, this is a band, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
starting from there, I went backwards and OK Computer and all that stuff. I sort of realized, like, you know, I got into the music and I realized, like, wow, you know, there's so much to be done in this world, and I have a long way to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And outside of that, as we progress further, and now I'm sort of doing it more professionally and realizing all of the horrible, fucked up music industry. I'm sorry, I don't know. you know, all the industry stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of realized what they've done as far as being a big band and not kind of succumbing to, you know, this machine that tries to destroy you, you know what I mean? That's how it's felt for us. And, you know, to be a band as long as they have, and to kind of, I guess, sort of like, you know, if you make an album like OK Computer and everyone says you're the greatest rock band in the world, you're going to save rock and roll, you know, like blah, blah, all that stuff. But what you want to do, you know, you're listening to DJ Shadow and all this stuff, and what you want to do is make an electronic record, you know, to make Kid A in the face of all that. And I'm sure their record label did not like that, and I'm sure their management did not like that, and I'm sure no one thought that was a good idea except them, you know what I mean? And to kind of just throw that all in their face and say, this is what I want to do, you know, like, we are, this is the art that we want to make. I mean, that there's, you just have to admire that as a professional musician. To me, that's like, I mean, that's what we try to do every day, is kind of just stay true to ourselves and do what we want to do, you know. It's true, tells us it's the end of our career. I mean, I can't tell you how many times people have told us it's the end of your career, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it's just like, I mean, you have to stay true to yourself, and you have to do what you want to do, and you have to, you just have to, or there's no point in doing it, you know? And all the people who don't is why we have all this horrible music industry problems in the first place. Anyone who says it's like Napster and all that stuff, you know, it's bullshit. It, you know, the music sucks. People don't want to buy it, you know? So, I mean, you make good music, people will buy it. Radiohead told people to pay whatever they wanted for In Rainbows, you know?
Yeah.
And they made more money off that record than they had on any other record, because it's a great fucking record, you know? I mean, Adele puts out a record, and it sells, you know, however many hundreds of thousands of copies. It's a great record, you know? It's just like, I don't know, that's just sort of like as a model of how to do things. And obviously, you know, there's a lot of asterisks on that statement, because, you know, to be able to do that and to have your label put it out, you have to have made Creep first, you know what I mean? You have to have that sort of whatever, but I mean, still, just that's an inspiration to me personally, as a way to conduct yourself, you know what I mean? Not to mention, I love the music, and that was a really, really long answer to what would you say to Johnny Greenwood. I'm sorry, but
honestly, that's
I mean, really, it means a lot to me.
Yeah.